It's This Week in Classical Music and Local Arts, an update on what's happening in the classical music world and on the local arts scene. I'm Randy Kinkle. It seems like just yesterday, but it was actually 10 years ago that Sergei Prokofiev's grandson Gabriel started Non-Classical, a London-based indie classical new music label and club series now celebrating its 10th anniversary with an expansion to New York City, presenting the first Big Apple installment of the Classical Club Night series it presents monthly in London. Spokesman for the label said that for the first year, the New York series would probably present three more concerts at clubs and performing spaces around Brooklyn. The upcoming concert at the Brooklyn Club, Baby's All Right, November 26, will include performances by Mobius Percussion, Marielle Roberts, and others. Same evening, they'll present shows in London, Toronto, Brazil, and Zurich, and they plan an internet connection between the clubs in each city to allow performers at each concert to play together. In the wake of financial struggles, the Metropolitan Opera is asking for help from the divas and divos of the opera world, asking them to take cuts in pay for singing at the Met. The Met's GM, Peter Gelb, sent a letter to soloists asking them to voluntarily cut their fees by up to 7% to match the reductions that the Met's chorus and orchestra agreed to. He wrote that some of the Met's biggest stars had already volunteered to accept the cuts, including Anna Netrebko, Joyce DiDonato, Placido Domingo, and Renee Fleming. I hope you'll join your colleagues in helping the Met stay strong in the coming months. Gelb wrote, whatever you ultimately decide, the decision is entirely yours to make. And the letter went out to singers, but also conductors, directors, designers, and choreographers. If you've never heard Renee Fleming sing live, time might be running out. The singer's thinking about retiring from the opera stage in about 3 years. I'm really happy with my opera life, she says. 54 roles was a lot to learn and perform, and so I think I may leave well enough alone. I have another 3 years of various new productions to do, so I'm not stopping yet, but I'm thinking down the road. She became the first opera singer to sing the national anthem before 80,000 fans for the Super Bowl this past February, as well as 170 million others watching on TV. 55-year-old Fleming can see about three more years singing the roles in Strauss, Mozart, and Dvorak operas that made her famous, and stepping down from the opera stage after that, but still continuing her work as a creative consultant for the Lyric Opera of Chicago. Fleming's new CD is titled Christmas in New York. For more on these and other items and events, go to the website, kbok.org. Be listening each week at this time for another update. Find us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Join us every weekday at noon with Linda Cassidy for the Most Wanted Hour, playing your top 100 picks in classical music. I'm Randy Kinkle for This Week in Classical Music and Local Arts on 89.5 KBOC, Phoenix and HD, a service of Rio Salado College and Arizona State University.